Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Names.
You will never see a team like this again.
The biggest game.
This game.
What a game.
Magnificent. Unbelievable.
Game on.
Getting a head start on the weekend.
Rugby league. That's what we love it.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks Thursday night footy.
Yes, indeed. The NRL is back after a fabulous rip weekend. We are back to normal business, and it starts at Four Pines Park at Brookvale on a very nice Sydney night. The rains are coming, but that's tomorrow, that's Saturday, that's Sunday. Tonight, perfect conditions. It's Manly against Melbourne. The old rivals go head-to-head once more a month after Melbourne beat Manly pretty comfortably down in the southern capital. And some big news coming through. Ryan Pappenhausen confirmed as a starter tonight in the 19 jumper. Jaden Nikorima will start in the 5-8 role. Nick Meaney goes to the wing. And Dean Eremia will play from the bench. So we'll go through that properly as we get closer to kickoff. Manly 1-17. Big game for Manly. They need to knock off a couple of big scalps if they're going to ensure their spot in the top eight. They're 7 wins and 8 losses. Melbourne, they're looking to cement top two. They've only lost 3 times this year. Dan Ganane here with Benji Marshall and James
G'day,
Gray.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Gentlemen, hello. It's been a long time.
It seems like it, doesn't it, Dan?
How did you enjoy Rep Weekend? I'll ask you, Benji, because we had Origin, obviously, but a fabulous event. Your Kiwis are starting to be a threat again. It must be a World Cup year. They're starting to turn it on.
Well, they are number one in the world.
Yeah, you told me
at
that.
The moment.
You stunned me a few weeks ago when you told me that. So I don't mean.
Oh, that doesn't matter though. That doesn't matter in a World Cup year. We are ranked. I don't think it matters. You know, Jimmy could tell you better than I can. But when you go and play England in the UK, I reckon that's the toughest of tough games to play. Playing them over there, the crowd's crazy loud. Like you can't hear the calls. It'd be phenomenal, but. Rip round from the weekend for me.
Mm.
We can't let it go. It's not on next year, but we need more of that.
I'm starting to think now. I don't know if there's any wiggle room. It's a Channel 9 decision, right?
I did see an article today that the NRL were weighing up where they could find a potential spot for it.
Well, this game, the Sunday game ratings, the Sunday has always been a little softer than Wednesday night, and Sunday's a more premium night for Channel 9, for any free-to-air station. So Wednesday, you don't want to cannibalise some of your Sunday audience. That's their theory. But they were crowing this week. It was their highest rating Origin for a few years. So maybe,
for
just
Sunday.
Maybe, for any game.
Wow.
Because they added the streaming numbers, right? Which
okay.
I don't know if they hadn't done that before. Whatever. It was a bumper rating game, which was amazing given it was a blowout in the second half. But I don't think there'd be too many people upset, Jimmy, if Rep Round continued, because it's it offers so much.
It sure does, Dan. And in my opinion, I think we need to make it a permanent fixture in the NRL calendar and really get behind it and celebrate it. In my opinion, from my memory, I can't recall us ever having a stronger, more talent-stacked international set of teams. You look at Australia, New Zealand, Samoa, Tonga, Fiji, England. Like, there's 6 teams that are going to be, and look ahead to the World Cup. They're going to be talent stacked with NRL stars everywhere. We've not seen anything like this before. Tonga and Samoa used to be, you know, relatively competitive, but nowhere near attracting the type of names that they're going to for this year's World Cup. Like I say, I think the international game is strong, but what we need to do now is capitalise on it. We can't afford to go backwards and say, oh, we're going to scrap the rep round because we can't fit it in. Maybe there's got to be a little bit of compromise there. And Origin needs to be played on a Sunday in order to get it all in together. I wouldn't have a problem with that. I think if you speak to most punters, obviously we are a sports business now, but it's for me, it might be a little bit of short-term pain for long-term gain.
Yeah, no, I never wanted Sunday, by the way. That was an NRL decision, and part of the benefit of Sunday was not only we basically built this rep around that, but it also didn't make it... it wasn't so damaging around the NRL, because now if you have 3 Wednesdays, which we're going back to, that really buggers up the competition. We go back to that's three rounds before Origin that are affected, three rounds after. Right now, and I think this was Wayne Bennett's idea, I think he came up with the Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday concept. It actually does the least amount of damage because this round's not affected by last week's Origin.
No.
The last round is not affected by Origin, so it's only two rounds before Origin affected and two rounds after. So, I don't know. To me, it ticks every box, but it's the broadcaster that pays all the money. That's how, you know, you blokes get paid. Well, not you anymore.
Oh,
but
no, retired. Man.
I understand, but that's how, you know, that's how you, that's where the money comes
exactly.
from.
Exactly.
So they're going to make the decision. This is an interesting game tonight. Melbourne, Ryan Pappenhausen is back. No Felice Kaufusi. So that is, that was a blow that we knew. His dad is ill in America, so he's gone back to the States. Cam Munster not playing as well. That evens things up, doesn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah, it sure does. But for me, the biggest battle tonight is going to be in the coach's box. Des Hasler versus Craig Bellamy. These two, there's no love lost between these two, and two master tacticians of the game. And like you say, Dan, the couple of players from the Melbourne Storm that'll be missing, that really does even it up. And when you look at this game, the old Battle of Brookvales that have gone past, obviously Four Pines Park now, but there's a little bit of extra spice in this game. There's atmosphere. That doesn't leave you. Yes, the players move on, but there's almost a different atmosphere in the crowd when Melbourne are in town at Manly. So, yeah, I'm expecting a real rough and tumble, plenty of impact, fiery type of game.
So you came out here when, 2012?
Correct.
2011 was the famous Battle of Brookvale. Were you aware of that? Did that reach the UK when that happened? That was an enormous thing over here.
Yes, it sure did. I remember watching Sky Sports News and it featuring all the time. You know, it was repeated a lot. It was, you know, it was a big deal. It really was. It was almost like the NRL's version of the Malice in the Palace for those people that know their NBA.
Good reference.
Yes, so it was very much like that. And, you know, it got a few little clicks on YouTube from me wanting to see what was going on. So yeah,
I love how people abhor the whole thing, but they'll keep playing it. Playing it on TV. They'll keep putting it in promos. You, of course, were here. You were right in the midst of your career when that happened. I don't think there's as much hate between these two teams now, but certainly there's still a little bit of feeling. I think we're a bit disappointed. The last time they played a month ago, it's a pretty lame game, to be honest. Melbourne got out and never really threatened. I think we'd be a bit surprised if that happened. As good as Melbourne are, I think we'd be a bit surprised if Manly laid down so easily here at Brookie.
Well, I think there's a lot of things at play tonight, like a lot of different things for Melbourne. Obviously, Pappenhausen's back, but is he as effective as he was to start the season? Does he have the same impact on the game without Munster being there? You can't underestimate how much of a loss Munster and Felice Kaufusi are for Melbourne. Leadership-wise, on the field, in terms of, you know, if Jerome Hughes gets shut down, Munster usually takes over. And when he's on, Melbourne are on. So without that, they look a little bit different for me. I'm actually tipping Manly for a bit of an upset tonight.
Okay, all right. That'd be a huge result if they were to pick up this.
I think they're a big chance.
Yeah. What do you think, Jimmy?
Yeah, look, I think it'll be close, but I'm back in Melbourne to get the victory. I think they're too professional, too clinical, even without a couple of stars that you mentioned, like Munster, like Kaufusi. Yeah, that's a big loss, but I'm backing them to have enough talent to get home. And for me, I agree with Benji. The Pappenhausen not played a lot of football, but he is dynamite, and I think he's been ready for a while as well. Yeah. I think it was the COVID thing. I don't know how badly COVID affected him, but that pulled him back more than the injury. So I'm expecting to see a fully fit and raring to go Ryan Pappenhausen.
Given it was hamstring, I think there was knee involved as well. But clearly they're not going to risk him unless he's absolutely positively ready. We'll go to our man at Ladbrokes shortly, Tommy Hackett. But what do you think of Origin, Benj?
I loved it. I thought it was a great game. A lot of people laughed at me when I said New South Wales were going to win by 20 last week. I just had this feeling that they couldn't play the same way they played in game one. And at half time, to be honest with you, Queensland were dominating up until the try just before half time. But I thought the changes New South Wales made, I know Freddie copped a bit of flack for making so many changes, but when you're the head coach, you got to back your changes, and you live and die by the selections you make. And he chose the team that he thought was best going to win Origin 2. And to be fair to him, all those changes had an impact. I know everyone's talked about the obvious ones. Jake Trbojevic was great through the middle. I know Jimmy's got a big rap on what he did there. But for me, Nathan Cleary got shut down with his kicking game in game one. Yeah. A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Bringing Matt Burton into the side. It allowed the unselfishness of Jerome Luai to then just move out to centre and let Burton come in. Now that's team. That's team first mentality. And that already, they're all on the same page. And Burton just adds another string to the bow there. So I wouldn't be surprised if he stays there.
Yeah, it really made a... It was a big point of difference, wasn't it, Benji, having two genuine kickers, two genuine yardage kickers on the field.
Yeah.
That puts doubt in the Queensland forwards' mind in terms of who they go to put kick pressure on.
Yeah.
And when you've got a guy like Matt Burton, we all see what he does for Canterbury. He can change a game
with
one kick. You can be going nowhere in yardage, give the ball to Matt Burton.
What about that bomb?
Mate, it was insane.
That's the biggest one I think I've ever seen.
So what you're saying, Burton was sensational on his own. If Cleary didn't have his game, Burton's man of the match probably, or very close to. So Burton can't be moved, surely.
I don't think he will be.
No.
I think he adds too much.
Yeah, to I agree. Team. And that, you know, we talk about the kicking game. That's massive, but that's just, you know...
Forwards, if there's one kicker, you know everyone's going at Nathan,
yeah,
the pressure
exactly.
Nathan, the whole
exactly.
game. If there's two, now you're thinking, who do I go to?
Who do I go to? You've got to...
That's half the battle.
Yeah, and it might only be half a second or a second delayed decision-making, but that's all that matters.
And obviously the other, you know, players that could play there, Jack Whiten. I hear there's a case perhaps in for, say, Talakai.
On the bench, maybe?
On the bench, that's what I mean. Luttrell. What if he comes out and has an absolute barnstormer against Parramatta on Saturday night after what he did last year? Do you move Burton to the right?
No. Burton stays left, I think.
Okay. So what do you...
It's up to Freddie, but I think what we just talked about, all those positives that Burton brings are enough to win a game.
Yeah.
And was enough to change or impact the game from the weekend. But Luttrell is a special player, and he's going to add a lot to the side, but he hasn't played a lot of footy. I'm really good friends with Luttrell, but
yeah.
You can't underestimate with a hamstring injury coming back for your first game in a club game and then going straight off the back of that into an Origin arena where the speed's quicker and the chance of reoccurring injury is higher. So I don't know if I know he'd want to play,
yeah,
but maybe that's off the bench for less minutes. I don't know.
Yeah, undoubtedly, Benji, he'd want to play. But to go back to your point with Matt Burton staying on the left, I think that's a must for Freddie Fittler.
Yep.
This is going to be a different beast up at Queensland, up at Suncorp Stadium. This isn't going to be Perth where the crowd's neutral and you're quite far away from the fans. This is going to be a cauldron of an atmosphere. Matt Burton's going to get a different experience this time around. You've got to look to make him as comfortable as possible. I don't think moving him to the right-hand side would suit him. I think that would take away a lot from him. And I think if you were to put Luttrell in at right centre, he'd handle that with way more.
He can.
He can play right centre. He'd be comfortable there. Obviously, he's got to come back and he's got to play well against Parramatta, but he's the type of player, again, this is going to be a different beast up in Queensland. It might just need a guy like him. You give him the ball and they get that one chance. You might get one chance to win the game. And Luttrell's a man you'd want there.
I thought there was a concerning thing the South coach, Jason Demetrio, said. And maybe he was just saying this to just calm everyone down. But he said he's not certain Luttrell's going to play 80 minutes on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Now, they're playing Parramatta. They're going to have to go 80 minutes to beat Parramatta. Mm. So if he's... Now, he might be just saying that and just, hey, everyone, settle down.
I think there's
down.
A fair chance he might not.
Well,
that's the problem, you know.
He can't go into an Origin if he can't get through 80 minutes of a club.
Well, I think the only way is maybe if he's off the bench, which, you know, he could have the same impact off the bench. But I don't know. You win by that much. Do you change the whole? Do you make a lot of changes to your team? I don't know if Freddie would. To be fair.
Triple M rocking Thursday night football. We got all the big issues of the week to get through, and we'll continue the build up to this Manly versus Melbourne
for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Indeed, about half an hour until kickoff. Manly and Melbourne. Jimmy just said to us that he's going to Origin in Brisbane for the first time. I know you've been to the big events around the world, you know, in other sports as well. There's nothing like Origin in Brisbane. There's nothing like, particularly a decider.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, mate. And it's great to hear it's sold out already. Like,
oh, yeah.
Wow, how good is that? Like, sell out, the tension's going to build, all these subplots.
They will
he play,
you.
Won't he play?
Mm. They will love you.
Yeah, I'll be enjoying a couple of
well, you got to walk down drinks. Caxton.
Yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, Dan.
Oh, we can organise. We can really get something happening here. They have out the front of the Caxton. They have like it's like a garage area. It's an open what is normally a car park. That's chockers, and you've got these Queensland blokes singing songs and giving it to New South Wales people as they walk past. You know, funny, but you know,
yeah.
Giving it to them.
How good?
There's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. We'll be there. Triple M footy. Wally Lewis, what a job he did with us in Perth, by the way. The King was outstanding, and we'll do it all again in a couple of weeks. By the way, the Gem is an exciting rewards program with a heart that supports charities in need. You could win great prizes, plus also make a real difference in the lives of Australians. It's win-win. The Gem is giving away more cars, more cash, more trips, plus more savings from Australia's best retailers and giving back to the community. I don't know what this is, but I'll tell you what, it sounds pretty good. Register today at thegem.com. Get a free subscription in July and the chance to win a Ford Wildtrak and $10,000 worth of goods and tools. Sorry, $10,000 worth of tools. Enter the code THEGEM for bonus entries. The Gem, check it out. T's and C's apply. Benji Marshall, James Graham, Dan Ganane here on a Thursday night. Bit of a concern around Luke Keary. Concussion, I know it's a subject you've talked long and hard about, James Graham. This seems to be a decision on his part at this point. He seems to have been given the all clear. Doesn't feel right, if I'm reading this correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the doctor said, well, we think he's okay. The club is sort of saying, well, we're leaving it to the player, and the player has said, I don't feel up to it. So the Roosters doing the right thing and saying, well, if he's not up to it, we're not going to make him play. Not a good sign, though, for Keary.
No, well, look, we've got to be really careful how we talk about this. I respect Luke Keary for taking this time.
Well, it's a sacrifice, you know, what he's doing.
Of course it is, and, you know, we've got to be really careful how we talk about it. There are experts out there that say there should be a minimum 28-day medical suspension after suffering a concussion.
Yes.
So, you know, for Luke Keary, it's been, what, 2 weeks? 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks maximum. So I've got no problem with Luke Keary taking all the time he needs. And that really should be how we talk about concussion. It should be when a player goes down, obviously after suffering from a concussion or a brain trauma injury, the conversation be he's out indefinitely. Not, oh, he'll be right next week. It's not bad. He's feeling okay. He's feeling no good. He's out indefinitely. And when he's better, when he's right to play, if he's right to play again, he'll return to the field.
Well, let's not kid ourselves, Benj. Doctors are learning. They're doctors, but they're in the dark on this subject.
Mm.
Not as much as us, non-doctors, but mere mortals. But it's better than a guessing game. But at the same time, there's still a lot of gaps in diagnoses, and we're learning. We're just learning about. It's only in the last few years have we, as a society, taken concussion in sport seriously.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, the generation's changed. Back in the days, it was if you didn't get up, you were weak. You know, get up, get in the line. Doesn't matter how you're feeling, get up. That's how it was.
Yeah.
And now, I guess after some of the things we've seen with longer-term brain injuries to retired players, you know, we do have to talk about it differently because it has been a big factor that's being a part of our game and things that we've done. So, for me, I don't know enough about it to even comment. And, you know, the fact that we say, oh, he should be all right next week, well, we just guess. We don't know.
I really don't like that those comments of he's fine, he'll be right for next week, because that's it. You just don't know. And like I say, I'm going to applaud Luke Keary for taking the time. I'm going to applaud the Roosters for giving him the time, especially when you consider the Roosters' position of, you know, that battle for the eight.
Yeah, they knew.
You know, yesteryear, there would have been an incredible amount of pressure on a player of Luke Keary's ability and calibre to come back.
I might be out of the loop. Has anyone bagged Keary for this? Has he...
No. Okay. I don't think no one's bagged him down. I think there's just, you know, it's that pressure to return.
Yeah.
It's that pressure to return, and you know, then the talk of, oh, should he retire? Well, it's not up to anyone. No. What people shouldn't do is spread fear and anxiety, especially around the people who that close circle around Luke. They don't need to, because then Luke has to deal with it himself. He doesn't need to deal with other opinions. So he'll get the best medical advice. And again, applaud him for being honest about it in a very delicate subject about his own health and his potential long-term health. And credit the Roosters for, you know, it, like I say, yesteryear he would have been rushed back. There's no doubt about it.
Speaking of the Roosters, Matt Lodge to join. I don't think it's been locked in yet, but it will be. It's certainly a bit of paperwork that has to be done. It's a loophole in the... Actually, loophole is probably too strong a term, Benji, but the Roosters have taken advantage legally and rightly of a system that allows, you know, a player that might be worth $500,000, or $800,000, I think. He was given a high nominal rating. They get him for $100,000.
For the rest of the year, though.
For the rest of the year. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So they're only taking advantage of what Penrith, of the system Penrith took advantage of last year with Pengai.
Yeah.
What the Dragons did with Mark.
We can't blame them. It's in the rules.
So no. So the Roosters have done this well, and any club could have got Matt Lodge. He was on the scrap heap for a few weeks. What do we read into the signing, though?
Well, from all reports, Robbo sat down and met with him in a good 90-minute chat, and I'd say you'd have to pass a fair test with Robbo to get into their side, with, you know, with the standards they set and the way they play. So I know Matt Lodge gets judged from the outside looking in by the things he's done in the past, but I spent a bit of time with Matt Lodge at Redcliffe, and as a bloke away from playing, he's all good and he can fit into your culture.
Right.
You know, he just does some dumb things on the field sometimes, and he's done that before. But for me, I think he's a great signing for him. I think he'd be a welcome addition at the Warriors. He was the 1-2 punch that they had with Fenua Blake in the middle. They missed him.
Warrior Hargreaves
is injured.
He's injured. Does he make a significant difference in their premiership hopes, Jimmy? They seem a few steps at the moment off Penrith and Melbourne, the Roosters. So how much of an improvement does he make?
Look, I think this is a massive signing for the Sydney Roosters. You know, they've obviously got... They're a star-studded lineup with Manu, Suwali, Tedesco, you know, the young halfback
Walker.
You know, so they've got stars there, no doubt. They've lost quite a lot of leadership over the past couple of years in Cordner and in Friend. I think bringing in Matt Lodge at a time where, you know, they're managing Jared Weir Hargreaves' game time, I think it's a massive boost for the Roosters. I think it really locks up their middle third of the field, especially defensively. And like Benji says, when Lodge was at the Warriors, that 1-2 punch with Fenua Blake, that was the Warriors' go-to play.
Yeah.
So bringing him in, I think at this crucial point of the season, he's had a good rest now. He's not played it for a number of weeks. He'll be fresh. And look, it's a massive signing for the Roosters. You know, expect... it's almost... You know, you can't imagine saying it that the Roosters might miss the eight, but with him in, it certainly, you know, bolsters their chances, that's for sure.
All right, let's leave it there because we're going to take a break. There's still some other topics to get to. Before we get to this contest, Manly and Melbourne, a good Thursday night clash. Triple M rocking Thursday night football. Prime time is thanks to SwiftX. Triple M rocking the footy.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Not a huge crowd at the moment, but plenty of traffic around Brookvale Oval, and they're coming in for this Thursday night. Bit of a bummer it's on a Thursday, because if it was a Friday night, it probably would be jam-packed, but it still should be a terrific night anyway. And it's Mark Hughes Foundation weekend. Everyone wearing beanies. We've got the brown for the men. I think brown's the right colour, isn't it, gentlemen? Or bone?
Cream.
Probably bony beige. Yeah,
cream.
Cream.
Bony?
That's a bone colour.
Yeah, that's it. It is, yeah.
Dan, yeah, you've been,
that's
you've,
not true. You, gentlemen, you, if, you're, Dan, if you're having cream that colour, I worry about your dietary choice.
Dan,
cream.
You are spending way too much time in home stores looking at the paint charts. Because
that colour is bone.
Yeah.
Dan, I know it is bone, but I'm only realizing it now after you said it. I'd have called that like grey. I'd be happy with grey.
It's a little bit brown.
Yeah, but you know, like, it's just...
It's not that extravagant. It's not like I've said fuchsia or puce or
right,
something.
Okay,
it's
well,
bone. It's a pretty common colour.
Okay, I want to go to my daughter who's six. She knows their colours pretty well. I'll present that colour and see what she says. You know what's not in her vocabulary for colours?
Yeah.
Bone.
Okay, all right. You know,
I'm not too pleased with this, Dan. We've got to sort this out.
Tony, our producer, Tony, has just, right, it's the official colour on the Mark Hughes Foundation website is almond latte.
It's creamy. Look, Reed.
I'm taking the piss out of him, Benji. Can you let me go on with it?
But I said cream.
Creamy latte.
Thank you.
It's latte.
Yeah,
it's brown.
That. Creamy chocolate caramel.
Fair dinkum. Anyway, the girl's hat is... Beanie. Well, okay, that to me looks like a bit of...
It does have a bit of pink.
Well, I was going to say strawberry milkshake tones.
Yeah, that's it. Neapolitan.
Neapolitan, that's exactly what it is. That's it. Well done.
Neapolitan's not really a colour, more of a flavour of ice cream.
Oh,
beautiful.
Mate.
It's a great course.
That's the winner of the Celebrity Apprentice.
Sorry, Sir Ben.
Yeah, you're right.
Congratulations.
Thanks, mate.
Congratulations. Oh, here we go. This is the women's one. Is combines peach caramel bands with a soft pink marshmallow trim and a pom-pom. Okay, so it's not strawberry milkshake. It's marshmallow. Yeah, you can shove it. Anyway, it's wonderful. It's $25 and someone said yesterday, quite rightly, don't wear last year's to the game. Just fork out. Come on, $25. Yep. And they're actually looking
pretty
good.
Well, they're doing pretty good. They're about to open a $25 million facility. Off the back of what they're meant to do for them.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
It is amazing the amount of work that Mark Hughes has put into that. I spoke to him a couple of months ago at an event with Royce, and it's such a worthy cause and such an underfunded illness.
Mm.
And he's done, you know, he's done so much for the cause. It's amazing.
Now, tomorrow night, get ready to have your mind blown, according to this ad, because when you got the Knights and the Titans on at 6 p.m., Foxtel subscribers can get this in 4K Ultra HD. Now, I got this, Benj. It's pretty good.
Oh, how good is it?
It's, you know, the thing pops up. Do you want to watch this in 4K? Yes. And it's, I don't know, twice as good as HD. It's very, very good. And with four times the resolution. Oh, four times
I was
the resolution
say four
of HD. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, my eyes, I've got astigmatism. So to me, it's like two times as good. Enhanced by Dolby Sound, watching sport has never looked or sounded so good. And it's pretty easy. Back in the old days, with Foxtel, you'd have to have the satellite and to get the 4K. The dish, not anymore.
Yeah. No.
It's got to have an internet connection.
Straight through. I've got it.
Straight through. So 6 p.m. this Friday, the Knights take on the Titans in 4K Ultra HD. It is the best way to watch the NRL. Once you go 4K, you never go back. And there's plenty of games over the weekend. Yes, Benji, once you go 4K, you never go back.
No, I was thinking of something else.
I know what you're thinking. Only available on Foxtel. These two, I'll tell you what. Where's Wendell? Get him back. Triple M. We got one more break, Tone. Let's take one more break and then we'll get into this. What time's kickoff? 7:50. Okay, let's take a break and we'll really start to preview this game properly. Triple M, rocking Thursday night football. Buy, sell and earn crypto with SwiftX. Visit SwiftX.com to kick off your crypto journey today.
Triple M NRL Primetime for SwiftX. Curious about crypto? Buy, sell, earn and learn about crypto with the most trusted Australian crypto exchange, SwiftX. Visit SwiftX.com to kick off your crypto journey today.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, indeed. Brookvale Oval. Seeing some wonderful scenes here. The monitor in front of us showing Brandon Smith being given the haka by his Kiwi brethren in the New Zealand team. Brandon returning serve as well. What, unbelievable that is, Benji. That was for his 100th game.
Yeah.
They did that a couple of days ago, but that's pretty special stuff.
Well, they're big on that in Melbourne. Like, you know, they're big on milestones. And I guess in New Zealand, the haka is for celebrations and it's done as a sign of respect for family or whatever it is when you celebrate things, you know. So for them, that was about celebrating there, mate.
We're seeing a lot of this now. Is it just because now there's camera phones and clubs are filming this stuff? I mean, your brother got the haka on the sideline at Leichhardt, I remember, and that was a beautiful scene.
Yeah.
And
it's only for special occasions.
I understand that, but has this been happening for 10, 20 years? And it's only
forever.
Okay, yes. Okay. It's only now that we're being led into that.
Well, I think it's just been... culture's been more bought into over the past however many years.
Well, it's fabulous. That's how good's that, Jimmy?
It is, and it's a real honour of the past celebration, and I think it's important we hold on to that. It's important we don't go away from it. It'd be easy to, but... I'm glad we hold on to these traditions. It's really important.
One of the players there giving the haka was Jerome Hughes. We are criminally underrating how good this bloke is, aren't we? In you always talk about the Melbourne Stars, Pappenhausen, Munster, Harry Grant, Brandon Smith. We don't seem to give Jerome Hughes the credit he deserves. Or am I wrong on that score?
I think he gets a little bit. Like, I think he's been getting more and more credit, but he's not the fancy player. He's not the guy who does all the fancy thing. He's the glue. He's the guy who runs the game plan, kicks them into corners, controls their sets. Jerome, when I first met Jerome, he was the fullback who didn't talk at all. And then now, when I played in 2019 for the Kiwis, first time I played with him since ages, he was the loudest talking leader just from his time in Melbourne. He went from the Cowboys to Melbourne and became a massive leader. And look, he's reaping the rewards now because he's one of their best players.
And it's no surprise Melbourne moved quickly to tie him down because I think they're smart enough to know there's not many quality number sevens out there, especially at the level that he's at. So it's no surprise why they made him a priority signing and a priority retention.
Well, they're really lucky too, you know. Like, they do have a lot of players who represent their country that don't play Origin. So when Origin time comes around, they still do have a lot of quality players and representative players playing.
Yes.
You know, like a lot of the Kiwi guys, Justin Olam, a few guys like that. So they're in a really fortunate place, Melbourne. They recruit well like that too.
Brandon Smith, Nelson Asifa-Solomona,
Kenny,
the Bromwich boys. They're filled with internationals. Yes, Jimmy?
Do you think that when you go into contract negotiation and you're a star player, do you think the fact that you don't play Origin puts your value up, Benji? So, you know, you're not going to be missing for two or three games in the season or have that big fatigue factor or be any sort of distraction. If you're a non-Origin player, you can play that card.
I think if you're on teams that are more successful, I think you will be, because the successful teams are usually the teams that have more Origin players. And the ones that are at the bottom of the table don't seem to have many. So, I don't know. I think, you know, Melbourne, I know they definitely value those players.
Let's take one last 30-second break because these teams are about to join us. Triple M rocking Thursday night football, Seagulls and the Storm.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.